Today's daf is daf Ayin Beit, and we're up to Omer of Papa on the fourth line. Omer of Papa. Yesterday we discussed the various shitot about the actual extensions of Bavel, and how far do we go to the north and south in Mesopotamia, and also a little bit to the sides of the two rivers. Says Rav Papa, well, you should know that this machloket, which is nogea, to what extent we can rely on Ezra's having set up the yuchasin in Bavel, is also a machloket about the extent. So what are the boundaries of Bavel? Kach machloket linyan gitin. Remember we had back in Gitin, that I'm called maybe get me b'dinat hayam, has to be able to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtan, except if you bring from Bavel, because Bavel is considered to be Bekiim, plus there's constant traffic, so you have Eidim Metziim Lekaimo, depending on the Machloket back there. And the definition of Bavel is there precisely the same as here. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says it's not true. Machloket l'yuchasin, aval agitin, divrei hakol ad arba tinyana degishra. The Machloket is only in terms of the issues we're discussing here in Kiddushin. When it comes to Gittin and the question of where people are Bikin and so on, that's only until the Arba Tinyana Degisha, that's the second, I have absolutely no idea, but that's the second swamp area, which is, well, nowadays they don't like to call it swamp, it's wetlands. The wetlands by the bridge, but the second one, you know, so up until there, it's considered to be Baba.
Is it smaller or larger?
So it's smaller.
It's not halacha that the more halacha whether a person yotami bavel is over ba'ase.
Yeah. Oh, you mean it might be nogea that too? We got it. We really did. But the answer is that it's not nogea. As we'll see, it's a different. There's a different din of bavel later. We'll talk about it. Omer Rami Bar Abba, Chavil Yama, you should know that the wild coast, is Tchilt at Bavel. That's like absolutely the most beautiful place in Bavel. Of course, here we're talking about in terms of Yuchasin, it might be beautiful too. And if you're talking about Chavil Yama, I mean Shunya, Guvia, those two towns are absolutely la creme de la creme of the Chavil Yama. So that's Tchilt at the Chavil Yama. Ravina Amar, you can include in the creme de la creme Tzitzora. So Av Tzitzora, Tanya Amihachi, Hanan ben Pinchas, Omer Chavil Yama is Tchilta de Bavel, and Shunya, Guvia, and Tzitzora, those towns are even the Tchilta of Chavil Yama.
So in the present day of the Shas?
Yeah, the present day. Omer of Papa Ve'aita, however, in our days, says Rav Papa, and those were brightot, a lot of time has passed, and nowadays, the Arvebu Kutoi, they say that it's become a black neighborhood. Volohi, but that's actually not true, because actually, Itatahu the boy minayu, Volohiyahuvulay. Some say very nastily that Rav Papa wanted a woman from there and refused to give it, therefore he went out to tell everybody they were horrible. But the Tosfos says, Chas v'shalom, to say such a thing about Rav Papa. And what it means is that basically, Obama asked for one of the women there, and of course they refused. But, I mean, just the very fact that there was a request was so awful that it already ruined their reputation, even. But not Rav Papa. My Chavil Yama, in today's terms, what is this beautiful Chavil Yama? I'm Rav Papa, Zu Parat de Bursi, what we call today. There was a guy who shut up in the Beit HaMedrash, and he said, Ana Minshot Mishot. So in terms of defining what his halacha would be in giving him a woman who was miucheset and his daughter should be kher lekuhuna and so on, which Tosfos explained yesterday was the whole issue of determining the yuchasin. Actually, what do we care? I mean, even if there's a chashash over here of avdut and so on, you could still marry a bat Yisrael. So it must be in terms of the kuhuna. So in order to define what type of woman this man could marry, Omad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, okay, gentlemen, I just want you to know that Shot Mishot is actually Bein HaNeharot Amdot. So it is actually right smack bang in the middle of the Neharot. Now, Bipashtut, that means smack bang in the middle of the Naharot is at Mesopotamia. Bavel. The problem is that the Gemara now asks the kasha, which makes no sense, which is, so? So Tosfos says, what do you mean, so? We just spent the whole day yesterday saying so. So what's this so? Therefore, says Tosfos, well, who says it means between the Prat and the Chidekel? I mean, maybe it means Windsor, Ontario, you know, between Lake Erie and Lake, I mean, that's also Mesopotamia. It's a little bit of a dog shot, you know. But in any event, so they knew where the area was. So if Chibena Narot Amdot my Havi, what does that prove? Omer Abai, Omer Abkama Baruch, Farmer Abiyasir Bechanina, because Bena Narot Arehi Kigola Leyukasin. The whole area is considered to be the equivalent of Pumbedita. Veheka Kaima, where precisely are we calling this town over here, this area called Shot Mishot? Where exactly is that? Says Rav Yochanan, well, it's from Ihi, Dirkira, and south. That county is called Shot Mishot. Vom Rav Yochanan, I thought Rav Yochanan was the one who said that Ad Ma'abarta the Gizma, he was the one who was very machmer, and he said the only shir of Bovel, south, Yuchasin, towards the south of the river, was only up to Ma'abarta the Gizma. Now, Ihi Dirkira, south, is even more south, towards the Persian Gulf, than Ma'abarta the Gizma. So how could he possibly say that that's the area that we're defining over here as excellent in terms of Yuchasin, just as good as Pumbedita? Omer of Ika, Barav, Omer of Hanano, Omer Abaye, Ritzua, Nafka. It's true, in general, if you draw a straight line from Ma'abarta to Gizma, then anything south of that line, generally speaking, is outside of the Yuchasin of Bavel. However, you have to know precisely, I mean, it's not drawn like a line, obviously. So there are Ritzuot, and there's these little parts where the border extends south, where there's constant traffic and people are aware of what's going on and they're living in the same way that they lived in Bavel, and that includes Shot Mishat. And that's what he was saying, that it's considered to be Beina Neharot. Omer Abai Ritzua Nafka. Omer Avika Baravin Omer Avchanan Al Omer Rav. I want you to know that Chilazon of New Haven is Arei Kigola LeYuchasin. So that, if we try to pronounce it the right way, no one will remember it, right? So that's considered to be just as good as Pumbedita. Omalei Abaye, don't listen to the man behind the curtain. Lo Tatzitulei, it's a lie. It's a Yavama Idenaflalei Hatam. I know what's going on over here. Rav Chananel was quoting Rav because he actually wanted to marry a girl from there, but she was really no good for him. So, you know, he's saying that it's kosher leyuchasin. So that definitely, I'm sorry, Rav Avika Bar Avi. So Rav Avika Bar Avi said, how dare you? Otu didi, I wasn't saying my own halacha, man. I was quoting, okay? I was saying over halacha Rav Chananel. How can you say that I was only interested in the girl? So they decided they're going to go ask Rav Chananel whether it was true. So they went to ask Rav Chananel. So Azar Shaila Rav Chananel. So what's the halacha? Omalo, well, it's true. Haki Amarav, he lozen of New Haven is kigola lo yuchasin. Now, actually, this is chelak on Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Because Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, and this has been Ogea Aaron's question before, about the areas that are considered to be Bovel in terms of the Golas. So there it says, Vayanchem, now it's talking about over there, the Golas of Sancheirov. So it says the Melech Ashur came, and he took them and deposited the Aseres HaShvatim in Chalach, Chavor, Nahar Gozan, and Ore Madai. Now, in our terms, where are those places? Says Rav Abba Bar Kahana, I'll tell you, Chalach refers to Chilazon, and Chavor is what we call Hadayib, Nahar Gozan is Ginzak, and Ore Madai refers to Chamdan and the suburbs of Chamdan, Chavroteha. And Amrela, now there are others who said that's actually a reference to New Haven and the towns around it, v'chavroteha. Well, which towns? My chavroteha, Amishmol. I'm talking about Krach Mushki, Chuski, Rumki, you know, all those new developments with the big shopping plazas. So, Omer of Yochanan. V'kulam lepsul. Now, all of those places we're listing over here for you to know that they're not kosher in terms of Yuchasim. That was the area where they were deposited. And, okay, so we assumed. Anyway, so now we see that New Haven, according to this, is included in the Kulam Lepsul. Now, he was saying that New Haven is considered to be kosher. So obviously they're cholek over here, correct? That's all the Gemara's bringing right. Now, we originally thought that Mushki was also the town of the Munchkins. I mean, the Mushkinim.
It's
I thought we said that Mushkini is just as good as Pumbedita. And over here, he's listing Mushki, which we assume is the same place, with places that are pasul. Sorry, okay. Mushki is Luchud and Mushkini Luchud. Never confuse those two towns. Now, Daniel has this vision in which the monsters come up out of the sea, right? And then the second monster is similar now to this enormous bear, right? So the second Chaya, so it says over there, Utlat alalin bepuma ben shinea. So what exactly are these, the Cheva, Chore, Tinyana, this was the second, each one of them is Meramis to one of the Malchiot, so this was the one that was Keneged Poras. And later on we're going to darshan that it was Damula Dov. It looked like a bear. And so it had these three alalin, so it has these early fruit in its mouth, between its teeth, and what are these referring to? Omer Reb Yochanan, this is referring to Chilazon, Hadayev, and Etzivim. Shepa'amim pola'atan, upa'amim pola'atan. Because these are the towns that the bear is always trying to swallow. You know, we talk about the Russian bear. So these are the areas, you know, sometimes it spits them up, you know, wherever you got a little interregnum period between wars, you know, short here and there, you know, before Putin decides to go back in, you know. But the bear is always trying to eat.
The
Oru
Chiva
Chore Tinyan. Now, once we already dash the Pasuk, let's talk about it. It says that I then saw the second monster that looked like a bear. Tony Rav Yosef, who is that referring to? It's referring to the Persians. Why do we compare the Persians to bears? I mean, look how they act like bears. I mean, Ochlim Mishotim Kedov. First of all, they eat and drink like bears. Mesur Balim Kedov. They're also Mesur Balim Basar. They are fat. I mean, they got the skin hanging down all over them. They look like bears. Umegadlim Sear Kedov. They look like hairy bears. And besides that, they can never stand still. I mean, this is a culture that basically, you know, you got to shop till you drop. So in lehem menucha kedov. I mean, he sits still. You ever see a bear? It's constantly pacing. So that's the Persians. Rabbi Ami ki avichosi parsa. When Rabbi Ami would walk along the street and he saw a Persian who was riding a horse, he said, "Look at that! Look at that! A trained bear." Haina duva naida. There goes a bear on a ball. Amazing. Omele Rebbe Lelevi. So Rebbe, who had never seen a Persian, said, Harini Parsim, just give me a picture. Well, what do these guys look like? Amarle domim l'chayalot shel Beit David. You know, they had a tremendously powerful presence. Harini Chabarim. Those were the ones who used to make trouble at that additional Lumach Locus Rashi and Tosef, we discussed many times. And it's an Ummah, fire worshippers, that the Zoroastrians, they made a lot of trouble for the Jews. They used to take away the Neiros of Shabbos. They wouldn't allow a Neir to burn. Anyway, what are they like? Domim l'malachei chabala. Those look like angels coming to, I mean, they're frightening, coming to break everything in their path. Harini Yishmaelim, I never saw an Arab. What do they look like? Domim l'siirim shel Beit Akisei. Well, there's something like orcs. Har'ini talmidei chachamim shebebavel. Domim la Malachei Asharet. They are dressed in white. They look like the Malachei Asharet. Always beautiful clothing. Ki avinecha navshi the Rebbe. As Rebbe lay dying, he had visions of what was going on in the world. So he said there was a town, there's a town called Humnia in Bavel. I want you to know that they all come from Ammon, Kula Ammonoi. There's another town of Masgaria in Bavel, Ikebabala. All of them are Mamzerim. And there's also a town called Birka in Bavel. And just for you guys to know, there's two brothers there, Shnei Achim Yesh, Shemachlifim Neshoteyem Zelazeh. They keep trading their wives. I'll just stay away from that family. And then Birta de Satya Ikebabala. There's this place. And of course it has the reference to Sota, right? So there's the pit of the Sota in Babel. And today, Soru Me'achari Amakom. Today is the day that they've turned away from the Lord. Actually what happened was, Afki Pira Bekavri B'Shabbata, they had these fish ponds where they would farm fish, which got washed out on Shabbos, and all the fish were thrown up on the land. So they went, Vozu V'Tzadu B'Shabbata. So they went and collected all these fish on Shabbos. And so Rav Achi and Rabbi Yosha put them all into Cherem for that. Shamtina Rav Achi and Rabbi Yosha, they decided to do a mass conversion a la Herzl. And they went ahead, Vishtamud. So he said, today they turned aside and instead went to St. Peter's. There's also a town called Akra de Agma.
So we fish on Shabbos is a
kapara? Must be. Akra de Agma in Bavel. I want you to know there's a little boy in that town today. And his name is Adabar Ava Yeshba. And you're going to be hearing from that boy. Hayom Yoshev Becheko Shel Avram. Today, he just had his Brit Milah and they just gave him a name. And that's somebody you're going to be hearing about for a long time. And that indeed, Rav Adabar Ava lived for a very long time. We find him in the days of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. As Tosis points out, it could not have been the Rav Ada. We're talking about Stam, if it's the other pshat, which is that Techeko Shel Avram Avinu, that he died today. Rashi Tosis said that doesn't really make sense. So Techeko Shel Avram means literally that Avram Avinu was the Sandik. Today, Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda B'Bavel. Today was the day that Rav Yehuda was born in Bavel. And actually, Yomar Mar, Kishemet Rabbi Akiva, the day Rabbi Akiva died, Nolad Reb. The day that Rebbe died, Kishemet Rebbe, Nolad Rav Yehuda. Kishemet Rav Yehuda, Nolad Rava. And Kishemet Rava, Nolad Ravashi. Lalamdacha, this teaches you, Shein Tzadik Niftar Min Olam, a Tzadik doesn't leave this world, Ad Shenivra Tzadik Kamoto. Until someone has been born to take his place. It's beautiful, beautiful, thank you, a beautiful pasuk that the Gemara brings. It says, V'zorach HaShemesh U'ba HaShemesh. So that means that the sun now shines and sets, meaning it all happens at the same time. Ad shelo kafta shimsho shel Eli, before Eli's candle burned out, Zarcha shimsho shel Shmuel Ramati. Shmuel's candles started to burn brightly. Take a look at this gorgeous pasuk. Shenemar, v'ner Elohim terem yichbeh, v'shmuel shochev beichal Hashem, and so on. So God's lights had not yet gone out. One of these things to be a reference to Eli. And it was at that moment, right before Eli died, that Shmuel got his first neviut, and that's when he started to become known as Eli was going downhill. Shmuel is coming up.
So Nalad means like they're not obviously.
Zorach, yeah. Nivra, Nivra Tzadikamot. Tziva Hashem LeYaakov, Sivivav Tzarav. So what do we mean when we talk about in Eicha? The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mode of living in which we're always surrounded by enemies. Says Rav Yehuda, you notice by the way, yeshivas always have a seminary or a church next door. And it's an amazing thing.
I walked by accident to a church instead of the 770. Didn't have my glasses. I took the wrong right.
There would be some who would say.
Instead, my spiritual choir said I must be in the wrong place.
Could you really be so sure? So, what is this referring to? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kigon humni alefum nara." It's like humnia, which was settled by the worst kind of goyim, by Sanherib. And that was settled right next to the Pumnara, which is like the borough park over there. It's a disaster. And so that's a remes to that kind of anhaga. Vayi kihinavi. Now here's a very interesting pasuk. We don't know exactly what happens. Yecheskel is giving a nevius about what's going on and how everything is collapsing. And as he's saying this nevius, Platyo ben Benayo drops dead. Ve'pola panai ve'zako gadol ve'omar aha Hashem Elokim. This is horrible. Or now, when he thinks it's horrible, in what way is it horrible? So Rabbi Shmuel Chanamar L'tova. One says that Yecheskel was saying it was horrible in a way that reflects well on Platya ben Benayohu. And one says L'ra'ah, that actually Yecheskel, I can't believe it. This guy dies like a normal human being with a heart attack. I mean, he should have his flesh picked from his bones. He's so horrible. That's the same guy. So what is it referring to? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Chanama L'ra'ah. So Mandi Omar L'tova is referring to a story. And we know a little bit about Platyo ben Benayohu. And he says the story was like this. The governor of Mishan, Istandra de Mishan, was a son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. So he was Chatnei de Nebuchadnezzar, Havi. And Sholachle, so he sent his father-in-law, he said, you know, Mikule hai shevia dai titalacha, lo shadarta lande kai lekaman. All of these great Jews you've captured, you know, you keep them all for yourself. I mean, you ought to spread around the goodies. We'd like a few of them over here for me to have as my advisors and so on. You know, they could always taste the wine for me like they do for you, you know. So what happened? So he was going to boil a shidur le miyisro. So Nebuchadnezzar was gathering together a group of people, send them away from the capital, to be alone over there in Mishan in the lowest class kind of surroundings. So Amarlu, Platya ben Benayo. So Platya ben Benayo said to Nebuchadnezzar, look, it's ridiculous to share the goodies. Ananda Kashvinan, the higher class of your Jewish prisoners, we should be staying here with you. But the avadim nizulahatam, you should send our avadim. I mean, yeah, your son-in-law is worth a couple of servants. So send the avadim to your son-in-law. But certainly don't send the chashuvim. What do you want to do? You want him to start being a competitor? So the Amar Navi, according to this version, what Yecheskel was saying is, Misha satova b'Yisrael yamut b'chatzi yamav. A man who did such a wonderful thing and who intervened for all of those who would have been sent to Mishan should suddenly drop dead as a young man. Whereas Mandi Amar L'ra'ah says, well, take a look at the story in Yecheskel proper. It says in Yecheskel, the Malach takes him around, or the Ruach Hashem takes him around, and Vataveoti El Shar Beit Hashem Akadmonia Pone Kadima. So he stands me up in the gate over here, of the eastern gate. There's 25 people standing there. There ebetocham et Ya'azanyahu ben Azur, and here's what's important to us, Platyo ben Benayahu Sareya'am. So we have information now about Platya. So Platya was still at this time, he sees this in a vision, standing in the Beit HaMikdash. Now what's he doing in the Beit HaMikdash? Well, look at the other pasuk. Vayaveyoti al chatzar Beit Hashem apnimit, brings me inside. V'hinei petach heichal Hashem bein ha'olam ha'bein ha'mizbeach kesrim v'chamisha ish. Obviously, these are the same people. And achoreihem al heichal Hashem, their backs are towards the heichal, and they're facing upneihem kedma. They are facing the east. Now, any idiot knows. If you're telling me they're facing the east, then any idiot knows that their backs are towards the Heichal, because the Heichal is towards the west. So, I don't understand that west is the other direction than east. This doesn't mean their backs were to the Heichal. It means their rear ends were to the Heichal. They were mooning the Heichal. And then not only that, matrizim klape mala. They were actually defecating right over there as if to show how little they cared about the Heichal. So the Navi, Yechezkel, was saying, a guy like that should just drop dead of a heart attack. How come he wasn't attacked by the birds like a Hitchcock movie? I mean, this is terrible. Misha Azar Azot Israel Yamut Amitato, he should have a normal death. Anyway, you know what? It must be Shmuel who is the one that said that he was amazed that this guy survived, because it was Shmuel, remember, who said that Mushkini is Kegola Leyuchasin. So that means that, look, he says Mushkini is Kegola Leyuchasin, it's good Yuchasin. And that Mishon lo chashuba lo mishum avdut v'lo mishum mamzerut techeshoshos of Mishon is clearly, now remember, the governor of Mishon was the one who had started the whole business, that supposedly Platya had headed off by sending Avodim. But if he sent Avodim to Mishon, that would mean, if you hold of that, that Mishon today would be mixed with Avodim. But Shmuel is the one who says that Mishon has no chashash of Avodim. The only problem that you have in Mishon that we mentioned earlier is that Kohanim should watch out for Mishon, because over there you have Chalolim. Because Kohanim shayu balo ikpido al agrushot, they weren't aware, they weren't makpid on taking a divorcee. So because of that, you should know they shouldn't bury the women there at Chalolot, and it'll be a problem with their kids. It'll be b'nei grusha, so to speak, b'nei Chalolim. So that means that according to Shmuel, there was no mamzerut and there was no avdut, lo mishum avdut, v'lo mishum mamzerut. So clearly Shmuel held that Platya had never intervened to have Avonim sent to Mishon, in which case he's a no good name. And therefore he was the one who was saying that Yechezkel was amazed that he had a normal death. Says Imran, who says? No, Shmuel Amelatova. I could still support Shmuel as saying that Platya was a good guy and that Yechezkel was upset that he had died. And as far as what about the Avadim that Platya had sent to Mishon, why don't they create a problem? It's very simple. Because Shmuel Shitato holds that the minute that the Avadim would have been sent to Mishon, they would no longer have been Avadim. Because since Shmuel Darsh and Shmuel Tameh, when someone takes off his legal ownership of an Eved, then that Eved automatically becomes Jewish without any further need for Get Shechrur. So according to, and this he learns out from the Pasuk, Shenemar, Kol Eved Ish Miknat Kesev. Now, tell me something. What is that supposed to mean, Kol Eved Ish Umal Taoto? So you're supposed to give a brit milah to the Eved only of a male, but the Eved of a female doesn't need a brit milah. Is that what you're trying to tell me? So why does it say Eved Ish? It doesn't mean not an Eved Isha. So therefore, what it must mean, I mean, not Eved Ish, but Eved Isha. Ela Eved Ish, meaning there is a master who has the legal ability to assert his ownership. So only there, an Eved Sheyesh L'Reshut Rabo Arlav Karui Eved. The moment that that Eved no longer has anything but a legal contract over him, but for all intents and purposes has no master, and that's exactly what happened over here, because they had to be Mafka, the Avodim, they're telling Nebuchadnezzar, suddenly obviously they have no Reshut over the Eved, to prevent the Eved from being now Mufka by Nebuchadnezzar sending them. So if that's the case, those Avodim immediately became Gerim. So what's the problem? So now they're kosher Jews. That's all. So according to Shmuel, Shmuel isn't saying there never were Avodim in Mishon, in terms of there never were people who had once been Avodim in Mishon. All he said was there's no psul of Avodim in Mishon, which is completely consistent with Shmuel Shita anyway, even if Platya was a good guy and had sent the Avodim. Therefore, we still don't know whether it was Rav or Shmuel who were the ones that said plot it was good or bad, as the case may be. You should know that we've all been laboring under a misconception, according to Rav Yehuda. He claims that according to Shmuel, everything that we've said is wrong. And all of this stuff about Bavel being such a hatsi-tatsi place, and you can rely on the Yichusim over there, all of that is only Aliba Das Yochid. And our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Was going Aliba to Rabbi Meir. So the Ramazim and the Mishnah is Olam Mibavel, meaning he left Bavel. Kisolat Nikiya. Avol Chachamim Omrim. Kol HaRatzot B'Cheskat Kshirot Eim Omdot. There's nothing special about Bavel. And unless, in general, unless you have a reason to believe that a particular individual comes from a no-good family, then you don't have to worry about these Yichusim things anyway. I mean, obviously, you have to check which gan they went to when they were kids and whether they, you know, collect the dishes at the table or use white tablecloths. But other than that, I mean, mamzeres and stuff like that, you don't have to worry about that. Don't have to worry about that. No. And so, Amemar, now, Ravuna Bar Natan wanted to get married to this woman from Huzaita. And Amemar said, there's no problem, huh? Omle Ravashi, whoa. Why did you tell him there's no problem? I died her. Because you held, we go according to Chachomim, you were relying on Rabbi Yehuda's quote of Shmuel, I guess. So my diet, Chedom Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, Zudevi Rabbi Meir, but according to Chachomim, you could take a woman from anywhere, huh? So Chachomim, Omrim, Kola Aratzot, Becheskat Ksherote Namdot. How could you rely on that? But don't you know that by Rav Kahana lo matni achi, they quoted Shmuel not like that. By Rav Papa lo matni achi, by Rav Zvid lo matni achi. Nobody believes that. So it's some kind of misquote by Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Everybody else holds that the Mishnah is the Das HaRabbi, not the Das HaYochid. And you're going ahead now relying on that Mandi Omar? I don't believe it. Afilo achi lo kibla mine. Nonetheless, he was still matir him, because b'shem the shmielei mir of Zvid and Narada, he had heard this directly from Zvid and Narada, that this was the way that Shmuel had learned, and that in fact, kol ha'aratzot are actually becheskat. All right. Tana Rambana, mamzeri unatini netorim latid lavo, divrei Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, all of the mamzerim, all of the netinim, will end up being kosher. And Rabbi Meir Omer ain't tahorim. According to Rabbi Meir, that's not true. Now, this is a very strange kind of thing. I mean, as the Rajba asks, what is that supposed to mean? We're going to cancel the Isser of lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem? That's ridiculous. So, Tosfos in Sanhedrin suggests that maybe this is just a reflection of the machloket we had earlier about whether mishpacha shenitma'ah nitma'ah. And that's what he means. In other words, Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come to be mavdil, the mamzerim, where we don't know about it. Okay, Tosfos himself doesn't really feel the pshat is consistent with the sugya. Just maybe that's a possibility. The Rashba has also a funny pshat in which he suggests maybe this is a din of a hora'at sha'ah to prevent Eliyahu's publicizing mamzerut, but then the Horat Sha'ah passes after Eliyahu is finished with his job, and then the Isra obviously goes back to effect. So if you know who they are, so it would still be Osir. We don't really mean that it's Tar, which is a sort of variation on the theme of the idea of that we're not going to be Mepharsim, but nonetheless they'll remain mamzerim if you find out. We won't say Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. Rabbi Meir Omer says not. Omer Rabbi Yosi. It says in the Pasuk, V'zarakti alechem mayim tohorim uvitartem. You will become pure. So isn't that utartem a reference to becoming pure of impure yichus? Omer Rabbi Meir, did you ever read the rest of the Pasuk? The rest of the Pasuk says, Mikol tumotechem u'mikol gilulechem, from your tumah and from your sins. It doesn't say anything about mamzerut. V'lo min ha-mamzerut. Says Rabbi Yossi, well, maybe you forgot to read the rest of the pasuk. And what's the next words? Etayeretchem. So what do we need that second etayeretchem? Obviously, there's two different levels. One is the Torah from Tuma and from Gilulim, and the other is from Mamzerut. So kishomer etayeretchem, havi omer afa Mamzerut. Now, bishleim el Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that there will still be Mamzerim, that will explain why it says V'yashav Mamzer Bashtod. Okay, so obviously in those days there will still be, it's referring to members of the government, but so the Mamzer will still be in Ashdod, which according to Rabbi Yossi, there wouldn't be any Mamzer. El Rabbi Yossi, my V'yashav Mamzer Bashtod. No, it's a metaphorical Mamzer. It's actually a reference to Klal Yisrael, who were treated like Mamzerim all the years. And that's the Targum. You take a look at the Targum of Rabbi Yosef. Yatfun Beit Yisrael Uruchtsan Ba'arahun, that the Jewish people will be settled in peace in their own lands. Da'avudamu Bala Nuchra'in, where they were once arguing about whether they have a right to the Golan. So that's the, now these Mamzerim can be anywhere. Those erstwhile Mamzerim, in other words, what it's referring to. Omar, huh?
It's us.
Yeah, the Jewish people, who everybody would look at us. So we have to sit around there arguing about, you know, is the edge of the Kinneret supposed to be given back or what? So they could be Yoshev, even the Eretz HaPlishtim in Ashdod, you know, because the next step, you know, the rockets. I mean, we certainly have to get back Ashdod. You don't expect us you don't expect us to defend Ashdod now, do you? I mean, yeah. Omar, Rabbi Yudom, Shmuel, Halachak, Rabbi Yossi. Now, Halach indeed is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, everybody asks, what is that supposed to mean? And this is actually the source of the problem of Shmuel and Sanhedrin. We don't paskin halachas about this kind of things. I mean, this is Hilchat al Mashiach. What's the difference? Whatever will be, will be. I mean, what you paskin halakha by definition, where you have to know how to be holech, where it's none of your business how to be holech. It's absurd to paskin halakha. The Gemara always asks, "What is this, a joke?" Hilchat al Mashiach. Let them worry about it then. Therefore, say the Rishonim, must be that this has practical import. The Gemara is taking for granted it's practical import. So if we learn that what it was that Rabbi Yossi was discussing was the din of mishpacha shenitma nitma'a, then it has practical import. Because if you're saying that ultimately, if the mamzerut is forgotten, that nobody's going to uncover it, so then obviously there's no inyan to be mefarsim, those families with mamzerut that are not known. So because of that, it would have a very important implication like we had yesterday.
And that's why I'm saying
that's why I asked the Paschal Halacha, because according to Rabbi Yossi, what do you need to make a problem for? Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mentire these people. Okay, so you want to stay away, you could tell your Talmidim or your kids, you know, don't marry into this family. But don't go around being mefarsim something that is meant, ultimately, to be forgotten. And this is indeed how we paskin. So in Achinami, it often happens that a Rav has information. Lagabi Mamzerut. So he knows a get was possible, something like that. But the union is not to be Mefarsimet. The Gorim be Mefarsimet, Ali, according to this Psak. In which case, there are indeed Mishpachot that you hope will be Nitmu, but you certainly wouldn't allow your kids to marry into those families. This is something that comes up very often.
One of the things about the DNA testing is that it's very slow to come up to the mark because it can determine
father. Yeah, exactly. Parent, yeah. Not a very good idea. No, you know, a lot of people are very reluctant Right. I mean, listen, even in the Gemara, we're only marzik people as having fathers because of Rove, the Gemara says. No, but that's a very serious thing. In other words, we're not.
A lot of guys are sending your Father's Day card to the wrong guy.
No, I'm saying that the Gemara accepts it at the time of the Gemara. Okay, but that's still a small, it's still a small percentage. We're saying Rov Bilot Acharabal is still true.
Thank goodness. Kids have their fathers.
In fact, in the genetics of the, particularly the Kohanim, but of the all the Jews,
right, yeah.
They found the, what's called the highest maternity certainty rate. Mm-hmm. Of all the groups
in the world. Maternity? Among Jews in New York?
Particularly the Kohanim, to have this of all the whole world.
Yes. At least from where the samples were taken.
It's pretty broad.
But that shows
for the whole world.
Where was the sampling? Oh, the sampling is all over?
All communities.
Oh, all over the world.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but where was the sample taken? In the U.S.?
It was
taken in different ways.
Jews from all over the world.
Interesting. Yeah, so says Rav Yudah Amr Shmuel, that it says Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yosef, he loved the Amr Rav Yudah Amr Shmuel, Alok Rav Yosef, if we hadn't Paskin like that, then when Elio would come, we would have had gigantic groups of Mamzerim moving out of town, because, I mean, you'd be shocked at the percentage of Mamzerim. But Baruch Hashem, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, once again, it's mash what we're talking about, L'atid Lavo, in terms of being Megala on Mamzerim. So now we don't have to worry about this long list of Mamzerim in the chain gangs leaving Klal Yisrael.
It is an allegory, right? It's people in locks and chains.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Read that again. Omer of Papa. Kimachloket l'yuchasin, kachmachloket l'yan gitin, Rabbi Yossi, kachmachloket l'yuchasin, abla gitin. Dere akol ad arba tinyana de gisha. Omer Rabbi Bar Abba, chovel yama is tchil to the bovel. Shunya, guvia is tchil to the chovel yama. Ravina says you forgot zitzura. Tani nami yorki, kanan ben pingas omer chovel yama, tchil to the bovel. Shunya, guvia, zitzura is tchil to the chovel yama. Omer of Papa, idna, I arvi buku toy, veloi. Eat it out of boy, minai veloi ya, veloi. My chovel yama, omer of Papa, zuparat the burs, go dav yamlo, anam chot bishot. Omer Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Raglavi Amar, short me short? Ah, pain and on road, don't do it. 100%. What do you mean? Don't do it. My habit. Omer Rabbi Omer Rabchama Baruch Vam Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, bein on our road, are you go lala yuchasin? Vehecha kaima, Omer Rav Yochanan, it's fi de kira v'la'el. What? I thought Rav Yochanan was one who said that Bovel extends south only until Mabarta de Gizma. Omer Rabbi, yeah, that's a line, but Ritzu and Nafcha. Omer Rav Yitzchak Baruch Vam Rav Chanan El Amar Rab, Chilazon of New Haven, are you go lala yuchasin? Amalai Abaya Lotat Sitalei Yavama the Nafalei Atam, and he wants her. Amalai Otadidi Reb Chananeli Azur Shail Reb Chananel Amalai Ochkam Arav Chilosa Nehaven Areyot Yigolat Leyukasi Upligit Rebaba Bar Kanan Amar Rebaba Bar Kanan Madichzim Vayanchem Bchalach Vchavor Nargozen Varim Adai Chalach Zechilazon Chavor Zuchadayat Nargozen Zuginza Arim Adai is Chamdan Vchavrotea, and some say it's Nehaven Vchavrotea. My chavotel meshmal. That's referring to Krach Mushki, Chuski, Rumki. Amr Rabbi Yochanan vechulam lepsul. So Kasaka taita that Mushki is Mushkoni. Amr Rabbi Barava, Amr Shmuel Mushkoni. Arev kigolalo yuchasin. Saka to be lepsul. Ela Mushki lechud, Mushkoni lechud. V'tlat alalim bepume menchinea. Amr Rabbi Yochanan zochi lozem hadayed unetzivin. Shepa'amim bolatan upa'amim polatatan. Ve'aruchi va'achoret inyan adam yledot. Tani Rav Yosef Elu Parsim, Sh'ochlim V'shatim K'dov, Mesurbalim K'dov, U'megadlim Se'ar K'dov, Ve'en Len Menucha K'dov, Rebami, Ki Avichozi Parsa, Dorochi, V'amar, Hey, looky, looky, Ainu Du B'naita. Omalei Rav Levi, Areni Parsim, Omalei Domim L'chayalot Shal Beit David, Areni Chavrin, Domim L'malachei Chavala, Areni Ishmaelim, Domim L'seirim Shal Beit HaKitzei, Areni Talmid HaChomim Shebebava, Domim L'malachei HaSharet, Ki Avinech Anavshi De Revi Omar, Humania Ikebebava Kulamonoyi, Mazgari Ekebabal Kul Mamzeria. Birak Ekebabal, Shneachim Yesham Shemachlif and Shotem Zelaza. Birta the Sati Ekebabal, Ayom, Sorrow Meakreamakom, the Afke Pira Bekabri Bishabata, Vazavitsadi Bishabata, Vishamtin and Rabaki Barabi Yoshia, and they went ahead of Ishtamun. Akra the Agma Ekebabal, there's a little boy out of Barava Yeshba, Ayom, Yoshev Vechekor Shalavran. Ayom Nolad Rabbi Yehuda Bababel. Gamma Kishmet Rabbi Akiva Nolad Rabbi Kishmet Rabbi Nolad Rabbi Yehuda. Kishmet Rabbi Yehuda Nolad Rabbi Kishmet Rabbi Nolad Rabbi Ashi. Lalam Lech Hashem Tzadik Divtar Men Olam Hashem Tzadik Kibonto Shnemar. Vizorach Hashem Shubah Hashem Shalok Kav Toshim Shashel Eli Zor Hashem Shal Shmuel Aramati Shnemar. V'ner Elohim Terem Yichbe V'shmuel Shochev Echal Hashem Tziva Shem Liyakov. So Aviv Tzarav Rabbi Yehuda Amer Kigun Amani Elifub Nahara. Vayikin Aviv Uflat Yehu Ben Ben Ayom Meit Ve'apalo Panay Ve'ezak Kol Gadol V'amar. Aha Hashem Elokim Rabbi Shmuel Chadam Al-Tova V'chadam Al-Rahman Al-Tova Ki Adi Istandra Adamisham. Chatin el Vuchanetz have a shalchal mikulei ashvuy yedaitita lecha lo shadar to land the kamay. So the Vuchanetz boy the shadurei lemi Yisrael. Amalei platyo ben menayo na kavanat the chashvina neka bekamar. Hacha avdin nizulahatem. V'yomer navim isha asato vav Yisrael yamut b'chatz yamar. So what? Yomer the ra'atich tivat avoti el shaar bet Hashem akdoni apone kanima. V'nei bepetach hashem 25 ish v'reh betocham et yozniyo ben Ezer v'et platyo ben menayo. And Mishan, which is where that whole governor was story was from, but it's still a tova because Shmuel at time in a mafka avdu yatzal lechirut and tzarat kechichru shema kol evet ish mikdat kesef. You're trying to tell me evet ish v'lo evet isha. Ela evet sheyesh lo reshut rabo alav korui evet. Evet sheinu rabo reshut alav en korui evet. Like over here. This entire story is only Aliyah and Rabbi Meir. Aval chachamim amrim kol haratzot b'cheskat kshirot en omdot and amim asher l'rufun abadat alamin tzvinit amich v'ziyata. Omri Rav Ashi, why? My dad, Rabbi Yudah Mishmua zudiv Rabbi Meir v'chachamim amrim kol haratzot b'cheskat kshirot en omdot. I want you to know that Berav Kana l'mat niachi, Berav Papa l'mat niachi, Berav Zvid l'mat niachi. Nonetheless, amim alo kibl amini mishum tshmi l'min rizvid narda. Turn around, Mam Zerin, a teenage Torim Latila, what did Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Meir Omer, in Torim. Omalo Rabbi Yossi. Hello, Kvarnia Marvizor, Akelechem, Mayim Torim, at Yartem. Omalo Rabbi Meir, and it continues to say, Mikol Tumotechem, Mikol Gilulechem. Nothing about Mam Zerut there. Omalo Rabbi Yossi, and it continues to say, at the Heretchem. Avi Omer, Afa Mam Zerut. So, Bishon, the Rabbi Meir, and the Kvarnia Yoshav, Mam Zer Bashtod. Elo Rabbi Yossi, Mayim Yoshav, Mam Zer Bashtod. Kimetargim Rabbi Yossi, Yatvun Bet Yisrael, Ruchatzan, Barahon, the Avodama Bala Nuchraon. Omer Rabbi Yonam Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Ooh, I forgot to finish the daf. Om Rav Yosi, we love the Om Rav Yudam Shmuel. Om Rav Yosi, Aviati Eliyahu, Mafik Minat Savrani, Savrani, Kolarin.